Welcome to Delight in Grace, the teaching ministry of Rich Powell, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Winston-Salem. Christians, we have a race to run, a mission and calling for today. God calls us to a disciplined life. For some of us, that word discipline may have connotations of striving in our own strength to follow rules, as if God saves us by grace, then sends us off to the exhausting and impossible task of being worthy of that salvation. But no, God's beautiful grace follows us in its transforming work. We must discipline our hearts to abide in Christ, to live with the end in view, to surrender to His work, to His heart. But God does not send us out alone. He gives us the Spirit to walk with us and Christ's example to empower us. Today, Rich unpacks 1 Peter 4:7 through 11 in this message titled, Disciplined for the Goal. You are listening to the fourth part of this sermon. It was first preached on December 4th, 2022.
Gift number two, use it to serve one another. This is the measure of your stewardship, that you are serving others, not yourself. You have not been gifted for your self-actualization. Listen to me. The way Christians talk about gifts today would bring so much stress into the apostles' lives because we talk about gifts in terms of what I can do or how God is using me for His mission. God did not give you your gift for self-actualization or self-personal experience. He gave you a gift to serve others, to help others. Part of following Jesus is what? Helping others follow Jesus. That's how you're in ministry. Part of following Jesus. If you say you are a follower of Christ, inherent in that description is the fact that you are helping others follow Christ. Either you're inviting them to Christ or you're walking with them in Christ or both. But that's the whole reason for the gift, and you have a gift. And so use it to serve one another, because there is responsibility and there will be accountability with it. Grace is given in various forms, and that grace is the gift. There is a necessary diversity for a full function in the body. This is what Paul bears out very clearly. We don't all have the same gift. We all have varying gifts. Why? So that the full function of the body can happen. Right? We've got feet, got legs, arms, hands, ears, nose, all of that. We were in staff meeting this past Monday morning, and somebody was trying to talk, and we're goofing off. There's a lot of levity in the staff. We do get some things accomplished, you know, but in staff meeting, and somebody was trying to get Dwight's attention, and Dwight says, I'm all ears. And I piped up right. It says, 1 Corinthians 12 says different. Now, you get the point. Hey, clearly, Dwight can do a lot of things. If he was just an ear, he couldn't do all the things he does. He's got very capable hands and a mind. There's a necessary diversity. There should be, listen to me, there should be no expectation that everyone else has the same gift you do. There are whole theological systems that are built on that error, and it is an error. It is falsehood that everyone else should have the same gift I do. There is nothing in Scripture that teaches that. In fact, it teaches exactly the opposite. Go read 1 Corinthians 12 again. Little extra for that, no extra charge. All right, use it to serve one another. Number three, this is disciplined in aptitude. Each has received a gift. Number two, use it to serve one another. Number three, you are equipped as God's instruments. Verse 11, whoever speaks as one who speaks the oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies. You see, Peter just gives two categories for gifts here. There's speaking gifts and there's serving gifts. Two broad categories. That is helpful. And there is nothing in Scripture that implies that all the spiritual gifts have been completely listed in the canon of Scripture. There's nothing that implies that. In fact, it implies that it's open. But you are equipped as instruments in God's hands because it's His mission. It's his mission. What is his mission? Let's define his mission very quickly here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This is God's mission. In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself and has, what does it say? And entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Listen, follower of Christ, let that be the message of your life. Be reconciled to God. He is the point to our existence, and you need to be reconciled to him. Because when this life is done, if you are not reconciled to him, you will be abandoned and alienated from him forever. And it's not pretty. Let your life carry that message. And do so with the equipment that God has given you, the spiritual gift that God has given you. And it is by God's grace, because it is his truth. If you have a speaking gift, it's his truth. If you have a serving gift, it's his strength. It is his grace. It is not your grit or your genius. God's gift to you is not about you. It's about him. About your life carrying this message, that whoever you encounter, they receive the message full and clear. They need to be reconciled to God. So the word serve here is the word diakoneo, interestingly enough, as Jesus says, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, to deacon. Luke 22, verse 27, I am among you as the one who serves. Who said that? The Messiah, your Creator, your Redeemer, said that. Who am I to think I should say any different? Disciplined in aptitude, each has received a gift. Use it to serve one another, because you are equipped as an instrument in God's hands. And then lastly, number four, so that God is glorified in everything. Why? Because he is your end. He is your end, therefore he is the point to your existence. The point of being disciplined in aptitude is to point people to him. The point of being disciplined in aptitude is to point people to him. And then he says, through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. Reflect Christ by following in his steps. You say, how do I reflect Christ? You follow in his steps. You do what he did. You do good like Jesus did. You desire, you live for the opinion of one as Jesus did. You're not preoccupied with others' opinions of you so long as you are taking steps that are pleasing to God. Yes. That's how you reflect Jesus. And Jesus' mission was leading people to the Father. And the gospel lived is the most powerful witness. The gospel lived is the most powerful witness. So living as people who are free makes the gospel attractive. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus describes the faithful servant as this, dressed, ready for action, and busy as he awaits the master to come. Dressed, ready for action, and busy as he waits for the master to come. Listen, the goal approaches. Jesus is coming again. Are you ready? Are you active? There is nothing passive about the Christian walk. It is an active walk. And we are called to be servants, and God has equipped you to be such a servant. So the end approaches. And we will be robed in Christ's righteousness. We belong to his kingdom. And your life, your life's message as one who is free is Jesus Christ rules here. Be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. But listen, it's a call to discipline. It's a call to an attitude, a disciplined attitude, and a disciplined aptitude. There's a call on your life this morning. Make me a servant is the prayer. As Andrea plays, contemplate this. Look at your notes. review the points of the sermon today. Disciplined in attitude. Disciplined, focused prayer. Loving earnestly, joyfully hospitable. Lord, what do you need to do in my life? In which way am I passive in these areas? Am I willing to cross over the threshold of comfort to be obedient to you? If I am truly a free person in Christ, these disciplines will manifest. What is your gift? Take a moment in the quietness of the moment to review this and ask God's Holy Spirit to work in you. Show me where I need to be more disciplined in my attitude or my aptitude to manifest your love and your grace. Father, we are grateful for the work that you are doing in our hearts and our minds this morning. We acknowledge that we have looked at your word, your self-disclosure to us. And Father, there is a clear call upon our lives to forsake, to abandon passivity, but to be active, to be disciplined for the goal. Because we are free, we are headed for the goal, the finish line. So thank you, Father, for this promise that is ours, that we would follow in the steps of Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Father, may we do the same and have the same discipline as our Lord did, approaching the goal. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in us. Thank you for what you are doing through us. Thank you, Father, for all that we have to look forward to. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're so glad you've joined us for Delight in Grace, the teaching ministry of Rich Powell, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Winston-Salem. You can hear this message and others anytime by visiting our website, www.delightingrace.com. You can also check out Pastor Rich's book, 7 Words That Can Change Your Life, where he unpacks from God's Word the very purpose for which you were designed. 7 Words That Can Change Your Life is available wherever books are sold. As always, tune in to Delight in Grace, weekdays at 10 a.m.